I would like to welcome you to our board meeting. Today we have Business Administrator Kerry Reese, we have Jared Brinkerhoff, myself Mark Groh, Ben Dalton, and Mitchell Glazier, and Taylor Glover is joining us on the web. And then Danny is not here tonight. We're going to start off with a reverence from Mitchell Glazier, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, we give thee thanks for the opportunity we have to meet as a board and superintendent and business administrator. And please bless us with thy spirit that we can be of sound mind and to be able to reason the best of our abilities to the things that can help our district and the kids that are therein. We thank thee for our blessings to live in such a great area and to be around such great people. And we love thee, and we say this prayer in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So now we'll start our regular meeting and welcome everyone. And we'll open it to public comment. There's no one here, and so we'll go into executive session. And I just need a motion, or is there something before that?
Do you want to take some time to review what we're going to do? Or do you want to go into executive session? What would you like to do? Our regular meeting is scheduled for a little later, but we can go right now if you'd like.
Oh,
whatever. What do you think, Kerry, on that?
It wouldn't hurt to just say a few things about what we're going to do.
Okay. So. Is it okay if I do that?
Yeah, please, please.
So what the plan will be is I have all of the resumes. They've been copied, given to the board. We have hard copies here. There's also the flyer position for the BA position. I've also put that into a Google Drive, and I've shared that with the board so Taylor can access that online. Then I went in and I created a Google form that is based off of the requirements that we listed in this business administrator application. And you'll notice that that form follows the actual flyer. So there are things in there that are, you know, if the board wanted to add some additional things other than what's in here that you'd like to consider for screening, we can add that into the screening document. But we have the ability to rank those, make comments on those, with the goal being the end, that after we're done with executive session, but then we will come out of executive session, and then we will select a date for interviews. So however many candidates the board feels like you'd like to interview based off the quality of the applicants. We have really good applicants in our district. We appreciate their interest in our district. We have a really good board that people are aware of that, and also following Kerry and knowing what a resource he's going to be, that's going to be something that's going to be very, very beneficial to the future success of the new business administrator. So I've emailed the board a link to the screening document. And we're in executive session, we can look at that, but you can always add to or whatever you need with that, and we'll have a total at the end that will be a score and a rank for future interviews.
Okay. Would this be a time, or would it be in executive session? I would like to go over and make sure we have a good game plan that Kerry's on board with for how long he sticks around, or, you know, keeping him on for audits and that kind of stuff. Is that something appropriate for now, or is this a discussion for executive session?
I think as long as you want to talk general terms, it's fine. Go ahead, Kerry. What are you thinking?
I'm willing to do whatever you need me to do.
Well, as I've voiced many times, it's a massive concern of mine.
So don't be concerned. The school boards and the district has been so good to me over the years. I will do anything you need me to do.
Well, we want to respect your time and family and all that stuff, so we don't want to be a burden, but it's you do such a good job, and I'm terrified of, I'm sure we have good applicants. I don't doubt that, they'll be great. I just want to make sure they get the training they need, that they're as thorough as you are, as conservative as you are, and they check to the most that they can the boxes that you check.
And I think it's really good that we've got a plan for me to spend a number of months with them.
Okay.
So I think that'll be really good.
Okay.
And if there's any need after that, I'll do anything you want me to do. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of my plan. If we can bring this BA on, work with Kerry through February, March, start to work on closing out this fiscal year, start the new fiscal year budget with Carrie, and work side by side with him so that they understand what that budget will be moving forward. And then Carrie's contract will go through till the end of June. And so we see them working, you know, 3, 4, even 5 months together. And then if the board's okay, I'd like to do a plan to have Carrie on a retainer at an hourly rate that the board would approve. And because there's going to be things that come up, like the October 1 report, the transportation report, the December reports. And when we do those uploads to the state office where we might have errors or things we need to adjust, and there's just going to be some time when the new business administrator needs to contact Carrie, and he may even need to come in for a period of time and help us get things on track. We're really fortunate to have Carrie, his willingness to still help us move the district forward, but I would anticipate we would need him to be accessible as his schedule would allow and as we need as a district for up to a year, because there are certain times throughout the year that things come up that we just need to say, okay, Carrie, how do we do this, or how do we plan for this? And it would really help the new business administrator be successful and also help the board with information they need to make good decisions.
And I plan to stay in the area more. I've got a lot of grandkids, and I need to do a better job with them than I did with my kids. So.
No, we just want to make sure we respect your time with all that, but
yeah, spend more time. But
it's definitely a concern.
Does the board have any questions on the process to move forward? Or I would probably advise the board that we need to wait to move into that executive session. There's somewhat of a time certain on those. You probably don't want to move into an executive session prior to the time we have listed on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
That's just, sorry for having that be early, but I think the location and time are really important to move into those executive sessions in the event that the public or somebody comes. Not that I don't anticipate that, but we should probably follow that agenda pretty closely.
Is there anything that we need to discuss while we're just here for 20 minutes?
It's a good question. I mean, you could look over the hard copies of the applicants if you want. You're welcome to look over them, and we could screen them during the executive session. I don't know, what do you think, Carrie? Is there anything specific you want to give an update on?
One thing they could look over if they wanted to is the suggested interview questions.
Oh, yeah. We could definitely look over that. So there is a folder in that Google Drive. Carrie's put those interview questions together, and I appreciate his time and efforts to do that. But and if you wanted to add some specific questions, we could do that. You know, maybe in the executive piece or whatever, just to be fair. Because if it's in an open meeting and somebody gets access to the recording, they may have an advantage over somebody who may not.
That's a good point.
But you could, they could look over them, and if they have suggestions on it.
So do we want to have like a break for 20 minutes?
Probably. We probably need to do that.
Yeah, okay. Do we need to make a motion, or we just do it?
We can just take a break.
Okay, let's take a break and come back at 7.
Yep.
Okay.